Hey, son of a boy, dad listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I got some cash in the wallet. No big deal.
Of course. Keep a couple hundreds in mind. A couple Benjamins.
This one's still rolled up.
Who was the person that dropped the $100 bill and then someone picked it up? And Dave walked by and was like, that's probably mine.
Was it Nick?
Big Ev?
No, I thought that they did it as like a bait dollar.
Yeah, they did, but like someone picked it. I think like Big Ev picked it up or something, and then Dave walked by and was like, that's probably mine.
Because he is definitely just littering money.
Statistically, it is probably his.
This one's mine. I get a $100 bill, and I'll hold on to it for fucking 6 months.
Yeah, I mean,
have my cake.
There's some fact that's like if you have your money in like 20s and above, you're less likely to spend money because you don't want to break it.
Yeah, because fucking anything less than that, it's basically fake money.
Yeah,
it's monopoly money.
If you want, you don't want your money in ones because you're just going to be spending money like crazy.
It's a strip club. You treat the whole world like a strip club.
I know.
Like the entire world is like a strip club.
You get any stripping on this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. We went to a strip club above
the cockfight?
Yeah, it was the roof of the cockfight. Fucking.
You brought some strippers to the cockfight?
Yeah, we had them as our date. We got them on a full day rate and just brought them around. We just put a bunch of lipstick on them.
I was just watching the work. Do you ever watch Workaholics?
I used to watch Workaholics
back in the day. I used to watch it back in like 7th or 8th grade, and it's on Hulu now, so I'm rewatching it, and it's just so fucking funny.
Yeah, they are little geniuses.
Yeah.
When did they get that show? How old were they when they got that show?
Probably pretty young, because I know they got it pretty close to like fresh out of college, because I think they all went to community college together.
They did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How crazy is it that a group of dudes just like that are just friends with each other? Like a funny ass group of friends. Yeah. But that does prove the point that you need to get one of those shows fast or you will be riddled with the fucking the distasteful feeling of regret throughout your whole life.
Probably.
I mean, at the same time, when that shit was coming out, I was like, this is just like me and my friends. Yeah. Like, fuck, we're going to have a show like this.
Well, it's pretty hard to pitch like how do you pitch a show like that? Oh, it's just going to be me and my friends.
We're just going to be cracking jokes. Yeah. It's going to be hilarious. Yeah. Like, oh, you think you're like every other group of friends. Like
every single other group of people has also had the same idea.
Because it just has to be brilliant writing. If you're letting people like feel like they're in on your group of friends, but also the jokes are really funny.
Yeah.
The fact that they're just cranking out jokes.
Yeah, and you know Carl, the drug dealer in it? Mm-hmm. He's like the director of the whole show.
He's also a member of the group of friends?
Yeah.
What type of shit was it that he was just I think he didn't like being on camera or like he
probably something
or Hollywood was like,
you don't have it?
You're too ugly, my man.
Yeah.
I got bad news for you, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming it had something to do with that.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen in 20 or whatever year we're in.
2021. Yeah. I always think we're still in 2020.
Yeah.
Consistently. I usually never mess that up, but this is the only year I have to look up. I'm like, is it 2021 already?
It is some bullshit. 2022 will roll off the tongue a little bit easier.
Definitely.
But whenever I'm writing my checks, which I'm always writing cranking out a fucking ton of checks. That's how I fucking pay people.
When I go to strip clubs, I like to just write $1 checks and throw them in.
Just ripping them off and throwing them one at a time. It does. I mean, it buys you an excuse because when you have a whole stack of $1 bills, like they're going to want every one of those right away. But if you have to write out a check, it kind of buys you a little bit of a buffer period for that to, you know, the strippers can't be as demanding of you. Just like, put one finger up to her. Just give me a second. I'm just going to write this out.
What's the date?
What year is it? I always get this wrong. And she's just like furious at you. Goes back to clapping her pussy for somebody else.
Yeah.
The ceiling of this strip club was super low, though. It was
that's weird.
It was like
it wasn't tall enough to sustain a true stripper pole. Like, they couldn't get up to – they had to, like, duck to get onto the stripper pole. Like, there was a little bit of a stage, and then the ceiling was low. They really couldn't – they couldn't bust it down. It was only 20 minutes.
That's a shame.
It was that they all were, like, stronger than me and like – had a better frames than me, like better frame to add mass than me.
They're bodybuilders,
or they had the frames to be like if they wanted to. It was still bulking season for a lot of them, but they all cut down.
Stripping is a pretty
athletic.
It's a pretty. You have to be very athletic to do that.
Super athletic.
And it's pretty. It's definitely like a workout too.
But some strippers have like they're shredded like they're like almost like meth muscles or something like that. Yeah. These women were like. Well fed, they were eating well, and they
must have been a good club.
Yeah, they must have been getting a lot of checks, a lot of checks coming. Yeah. Maybe $2 checks.
I went to a strip club one time. And,
did you?
Yeah, I've only been to a strip club once, and I went one time, and this random dude at the bar was there, and I was just like ordering a drink, and he goes, I've killed people before, and I was like, yeah, and I was like laughing, like thinking he was joking, and he's like, you don't want to act so wise around these places. And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
He was saying
about?
That you like, don't want to act so wise?
Like, he was acting like, he was trying to act like I was being like a wise ass, even though I wasn't even talking to him. And then he said that he's killed people before. And
what
then
the
I saw
fuck
him
were
in
you
the
doing?
Bathroom. And then I saw him in the bathroom later, and he called me by my name. He was like, hey, Harry.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Super weird.
Did somebody, like, pay him to do that? Was one of your friends just fucking with
no,
you?
No, I was literally talking to my friends, and then they all walk away, and then he turns, and he's like, I've killed people before.
This might be crazy, but I don't think he has. I think if you're just saying that to a stranger, you're on drugs.
Definitely
you haven't killed
not.
Somebody before.
He was definitely on drugs.
How were you acting in the strip club, though? I feel like you would be awkward as fuck in a strip club.
Yeah,
there's no way
that
you
were a long time.
How long?
We weren't there for that long.
No. You just got
like
out of Dodge.
Two or 3 hours.
Because like, what do you do when a woman comes up to you just asks you for fucking money?
Yeah.
To like,
you give it to her
to bust it open. I'd probably rather just give them the money and just make it feel like it's transactional.
Yeah.
Just like come back later and like surprise me with it. But like just the fact that it's so transactional that they're just kind of the same as a panhandler or a busker. I'd rather them play me a song.
Yeah, I would too.
The funnest and most gratifying thing I've ever done at a strip club is pay the strippers $5 to slap the shit out of me. I feel like that's more empowering to them.
It definitely is.
It's just like, hey, like I don't want you to dance or like anything to me, but could you just slap the shit out of me?
Yeah.
You just light me up and
fuck
a five star.
They probably like need to get that there.
They definitely they'll start lining up for you.
Yeah.
They'll start you'll be the highest roller in the club.
Yeah,
you'll fucking go through an entire checkbook just getting these women to five star your face.
It's not it's definitely a tense job, all those creepy dudes coming in there. It's probably dudes that come in there every single night. Right?
Yeah.
Same
it's gotta
guys.
Be.
Yeah. They just go,
they're
like, all right, I'm gonna go to the strip club.
Yeah.
It probably becomes like an addiction.
And they probably like.
And the ladies just
they're
have to
trying
deal
to
with them.
They work their way in and trying they're trying to come in there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like
you're not gonna come in here, brother.
I don't think this ain't that type of joint. Unless you have a copious amount of money.
Yeah.
Unless you're very rich, then you will be coming in here. You'll be but like if you're going every night, like there's got to be better ways to spend your money. But I also more power to strippers. I hope they get to slap the shit out of everybody. I hope they just come up with strip clubs where they just get to beat the shit out of men. Where they just
definitely
like,
a thing.
They're just like get ass naked and fucking rumble men.
That would be hilarious.
Just strip down and fucking beat the piss out of men. I think that there's probably as big of a market for that, and it will be less awkward than going into a strip club and asking for them to dangle their boobs in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just getting fucking drop kicked by a stripper.
Oh my god. Wrestled. Getting like your arm popped out of its socket by a stripper who has you in a leg lock. You forget the safe word.
The episode of Workaholics I was watching, which I was going to say, is the one where they go on the Gravitron for his bachelor party. And
did you watch a bachelor party one? Because I was on my bachelor party and you're like, I wonder what he's up to.
This just came on and they go on the Gravitron and they bring the stripper on the Gravitron. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you could like rent a stripper. Like bring a stripper. Oh, I guess I did know that. I guess that's like a pretty common thing, right?
Just I've never done it before, but I think that you can just have one come to your house.
Yeah.
In call.
I've never done that either, but I feel like I've seen that in movies and shows a lot.
They dress as a police officer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that became
like,
people's
like
fantasies.
I know.
We got a bad boy here. It probably just would give people PTSD these days.
Yeah,
there's
definitely.
Probably like some career stripper cops who
the
are like
stripper. The stripper police officers are definitely gone. They
it's a terrible time for a fucking stripper police officer.
Yeah,
a Blue Lives Matter stripper just knocking up on people's doors. Someone being like, "You've been a bad boy," and they're like, "Fuck you! All cops are bastards." Your job is unnecessary.
Yeah, they're just definitely don't want that.
They're just trying to bust it open.
I thought I had a funny joke a while ago about police officer costumes for Halloween, but I forget what it was.
Damn it! Fucking get it out.
I think it was sexy cop pro or sexy cop costumes, like tank and sails while horny protesters rise or something like costumes rise. I don't know. It was funnier in my head.
But horny protesters is funny.
Horny protesters
or like
is funny.
Hot Antifa, sexy Antifa.
Because sexy cop costumes are definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At last Halloween.
It's one of the most, it was definitely one of the most popular costumes.
Oh, for sure.
Like
and
that
you
could
can't
buy,
be,
that you could buy in a store.
And now you can't do it. I mean, well, some people can do it. It just depends on what side of the aisle you're on. Like, so
you can do it.
There's some people who is probably skyrocketing in popularity.
You can do it if you're a racist piece of shit.
It says a lot about you if you're going to do it, but I guess you can do it.
Personally, I would steer clear from that.
Yeah, if you hate every minority, but I don't know. It's up to you. Dude, I found out that fucking cops in New York make $45,000 a year.
I mean, yeah, but that's not that surprising because I think the amount of times that I've actually seen a real cop in New York is like twice ever. Like there aren't real cops here. It's like you'll see what appears to be a cop, but he's wearing like a uniform that's like six sizes too big for him, and
he's
just
rolling a backwood, leaned up against the wall of the
they're
subway.
Just the traffic police officers.
Yeah, and
they don't do shit.
But wouldn't you think if there's fewer of them that they'd be getting paid more? Or I don't know. $45,000 just fucking
shocked
me.
Dude, I would pick up that job on the weekend. Like, they just walk around New York for hours. They don't do anything.
Be a cop on the weekend?
I've seen fights happening in the street. And then, a traffic cop just walks by, doesn't do shit.
They have to just, brawl hand to hand. They've lost all of their privilege of shooting people.
They don't have guns. I don't think they even have tasers.
Yeah, exactly.
They just have their little traffic thing that they give people tickets
so
for.
If someone's going absolutely crazy and some tourist is like, you handle that, you're in a fucking baggy ass uniform, then you have to just go and brawl out with a fucking insane person.
There's no way that they do that. I've literally
they
seen,
definitely do.
I've seen firsthand. I've seen multiple times. I've seen people getting in fights or something, or some crazy guy yelling, and then the traffic cop just stands
not my
there
business.
Crosses the street, goes over to the other side of the street.
Yeah, because he's working on traffic
and he's also making $45,000 a year.
But I think that those guys might even make more than four. I mean, 45 just astounded me. That's not that much more than a minimum wage job. And it's mandatory.
In New York, that might actually be. That is
Where are you living in New York? It's four cops living in a co-op apartment. It's fucking Friends. Yeah. They're sliding across the wall.
But
the
I don't think cops. I don't think cops anywhere make a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I think you can do. They can get after hours. I think they can get They can do extra hours and get more money, but I'm pretty sure it's not that high of a paying job.
I'm just picturing Seinfeld as cops. Kramer's coming in, fucking busting through.
The funniest part about those shows, after living in New York now, it's have you ever seen the show You?
I don't think I have.
The one with the, it's about the stalker.
Stalker? No, I definitely haven't.
It's it's pretty popular. It came out a couple years ago. Okay. It was a big meme on Twitter. You probably would know it if you saw it. It's a good show. It's a really good show. But
it's based in New York?
It's based in New York, and the main character girl is supposed to be I think she's a grad student, and she's so poor, she's supposed to be super poor, she needs this job that she has to survive. And she lives in a fucking mansion in New York.
Just first a loft, floor. First, a sick loft.
Yeah. No, first floor, she has a kitchen, a living room, a king-sized bed. It's people that are well off in New York don't have
Yeah, represent
like that.
Poverty
yeah,
properly.
Yeah.
It's a blow-up mattress, and when you step on the floor, crumbs get on your feet, and there's fucking roaches, the blunt kind, and actual cockroaches in your tiny apartment that's so small that you can't open the closet.
Apartments in New York have a living room and a king-size bed. I mean, I don't know.
It is crazy how, I don't know. It must be. I don't know if it's like people from Los Angeles trying to write New York, or just they don't. They're not going to actually put somebody in a shitty small apartment.
And they talk about that in Friends too. How Friends is based in New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Friends, they live in like a fucking massive apartment.
Yeah, they have a tilted window.
And they all work at like minimum wage jobs.
They're waitresses and they have like 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Imagine being a cop watching that. You're so pissed off at how fucking much money they're making. Yeah. I guess
it's probably hard to write a show where they all live in a fucking shoebox apartment, though.
I mean, but it would be at least honest. Yeah, it'd be at least like a representative show. No pussy shit, but I've been watching Emily in Paris as well.
Oh, I watched that whole show.
No pussy shit. Yeah.
That show is horrible. But it's
what?
Like also
no, it's
like,
fucking fire. No, what are you talking about? Then why'd you watch the entire thing?
I watched it with my girlfriend.
It's fucking sick.
It was terrible. But I watched the whole thing. It's so bad.
She's just like
her job is just
Paris.
Like what is her job?
Yeah, and like
she has like 20,000 followers on Instagram, and they're acting like she's like an A-list celebrity.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
but she's also, I mean, just like maybe want to live in Paris for like 6 months. Maybe want to do an internship in Paris. Yeah. Didn't it make you? They're like, don't come into work till 11 o'clock. It's like, what the fuck? This is awesome.
How far in are you?
Like 4 episodes. No pussy shit.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Spoil it. She winds up fucking like 4 dudes.
Yeah, well that happens. But did she get fired from her job yet?
What? What the fuck?
She gets fired from her job, and then like apparently there's a law in in Paris where it takes like a year to actually fire someone. That's what they say in the show. I don't know if that's a real thing.
So we gotta definitely move to Paris.
Yeah. So like apparently like Paris, no one gets fired. No one gets fired in Paris because like people don't feel like doing the paperwork.
And so that's how everyone gets to go in at 11 o'clock and wear scarves to work?
Yeah.
Bro, I would be wearing so many scarves.
And drink coffee.
Yeah, I'd be sucking now because you only get to live one time in your life. What like what was their reasoning? They had like a sick ass line about why they suck down cigarettes. It's like you're too busy trying to live and I am living. I was like, fuck, that's sick. Let me write that down.
Yeah.
That show is fire.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. I don't know what's bad about it.
Everything. It's
Why?
Such a bad show.
Why? Dude, you can't handle the female gaze, bro.
No, it's just one of those shows that's just like the acting is just painfully bad and the writing is painfully bad. Which I'm not like that person to be like, oh my god, the writing in this show is so bad, or like the acting is so bad.
The writing in Emily in Paris is so bad.
But it is like it's like noted. It's like one of those shows where you watch it and you're like, it's like a Hallmark. It's like a Hallmark movie.
But in a nice way. It makes you feel nice. It makes you feel like you're
it's
on
like
vacation.
A, yeah, it's like a it's like an I mean, it's like a good show.
I like to watch it on vacation. I like to be on vacation and like think about vacationing and other places like that.
Yeah.
Like
Paris is. Have you ever been to Paris? Yeah, you have. You went to Paris with Caleb, right?
Yeah. See, you've been to Paris. What'd you open up some French doors or some shit? Pop up at the fucking Eiffel Tower. Someone's smashing an accordion.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na, I didn't like Paris that much, but also I was younger, so I don't know.
They probably treated you like shit.
We went.
Probably
to,
came in on some.
No,
fucking...
I didn't get that at all. Everyone was like, oh. The French hate tourists. But I didn't get, we had like, first of all, I went on a school trip when I was a junior in high school and we went to Europe and they were like all the teachers were like, oh, don't wear baseball hats. Don't wear shorts. Like don't, cause this is all like shit that only Americans do. Like people in France don't
Why
wear baseball hats.
Why the fuck are your teachers are like worried about being embarrassed?
They were like, this is like, they were people in France.
You're
going to
embarrass.
And then, so we do all this shit and we're like, no baseball hats, no shorts, all this stuff. And then we get there and we have a tour guide and she's literally holding a flag. Like to she's leading the pack with a flag.
Act natural.
Yeah. And we're like, oh my god, we're like, this could not be more of a tourist thing. Like we were on a tour.
Yeah.
It was the definition
as
of a
students.
Tourist. Yeah.
Like you were getting led around by a line leader.
Yeah. So we got some people said some shit to us at one point, but that was it. We didn't really get that much. But
what did they say to you?
They just like said something about
Americans. American pushies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck George Bush.
It was pretty much exactly that. And yeah, I mean, we
go have a hamburger and French fries.
We didn't really get much freedom on the trip. We had to go to all these museums and shit. But
yeah, you're in high school.
Yeah, we got some free time, and then it was like a whole thing. Some girl ruined it for everyone because she like would like
she got
run
taken.
Away. She, no, literally, she like ran away because like, she got in a fight with the teacher.
Shut up.
Like apparently her and the teacher got in like a scream fight, like in the hotel, in one of their hotel rooms. Cause one of
the, cause that's on the teacher, to be honest.
No, cause this girl was stealing shit from like poor people on the side of the street in like Paris.
Still, that's on the teacher.
Yeah. I mean, the teacher was crazy, too.
But but that's also, I mean, she's a crazy bitch, but, like, you can't be scream fighting with just, like, fucking...
Yeah. The girl was
put her in zip ties, throw her on the bed, and let her cry for 2 hours.
The girl was probably a sophomore in high school, too. So she was younger. Or maybe she might have been a freshman. So really young.
Problem
scream
child.
Scream fighting with the teacher in the hotel room, and everyone heard it. And then we're, like, we're going out to dinner. This was our last night. We were in Rome. And,
What kind of fucking high school did you go to?
No, it was like it was for an art class, like the AP art, and you didn't have to go.
But you got to go?
You had to pay obviously you had to pay to go. And
it sounds fire. It sounds awesome. Incredible.
It was actually like one of the most fun things I've ever done, because my two best friends were on the trip too.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that Gary Vee said that you should just spend like a month in Europe instead of going to college. You're taking Gary Vee's advice. You're in lockstep with the Gary Vee plan. Like you're going to be an entrepreneur before you know it.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to own the Jets.
I'm going to start taking cold showers and sleeping for 2 hours a night.
That's literally all you need to do. To get shredded. Oh, no wonder these fucking mics stink. I just spit all over it. Fucking
smelly
gross
ass
fucking mic.
Mine has like boogers all over it. Mine's got fucking
crusted up.
Oh, the anus boys must have been in here.
Those guys are savages.
Remember Erica posted that video of her wiping down the
after the anus guys
are in here, and she's like scrubbing down the fucking
those
table.
Guys are hilarious. They must be smelly.
Those
stinky,
guys are really
funny boys.
Their hygiene, it must just be fucking horrible.
Hijinks and no hygiene. That's their fucking brand. Slap it on a brown t-shirt with stink lines coming out of it.
Yeah. We were in Rome, and it was our last night, and the fucking this girl ran away, and we were supposed to have like 3 hours of free time, which is gonna be like our big free time night. And me and my friends were gonna go out and just get hammered, because there's no drinking age in Europe. And she ran away, and we had to all split up and go find her.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So you find her?
Yeah, I didn't try and find her. I went to a bar.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a surefire way for you guys to either get lost or for people to just go do whatever the fuck they want.
It was awesome.
Search Rome for this girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're just like...
Bad shit happens on those trips all the time, though. Like, any time when people go... Like, one of the trips, like, kids were, like, stealing license plates off of cars, and then they all end up in prison. Like in Europe.
What a dumb fucking they're just high school students being high school students at the end of the day.
Bad shit happens on those things. And the teachers always end up getting like fucking obliterated, and then they like one of the trips, like someone got like hammered, and then like the dad like had to stay in the hotel while everyone went out, and he was supposed to be like the leader of the thing because he was like so hungover. So it's always a bad. They always
The parents that are trying to go on that are trying to get the escape just as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
And teachers are whores.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Male and female teachers are just waiting for their students to turn 18 so they can engage and so they can meet them out at the bar. This is the bar that all the students go to when they turn 21.
Yeah.
And they're just lined up. Teachers love that shit.
I don't think I've seen a single one of my teachers. I haven't seen any of my teachers since I graduated. One of my little sisters has one of the teachers that I had when I was a senior, and she told my teacher that I dropped out of college and moved to New York.
Really?
I just didn't tell her that I like have a job or anything, and that teacher hated me, so she probably thinks I'm just like living on the
fucking
sidewalk.
Told him.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. She's the teacher from every rap song.
Yeah.
She's like, you're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
You're gonna suck. Not long after I turned 21, we started seeing. Like the teachers from my high school out at bars, and like some of my friends like wound up like fucking these teachers. Like some of them like tried to like fight these teachers. Like you just find out so fast that teachers are just like the most normal people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting shit faced out of the bar.
Yeah.
Most of them are like pretty young as well. Like they're just trying to live their life, and you find out real fucking fast.
Yeah. I mean, I had teachers that were young too. Like, I had teachers that were in their 20s.
Teachers are young.
Yeah. It must be weird being, like, mid-20s teaching, like, 18-year-olds.
Yeah, just being in charge of them.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to do that.
Just assuming you know. There's no, like, fucking moment that they know. Like, you think that they walked across the stage at their college graduation. They probably picked teaching because it was an easy-ass major so they could get shit-faced the entire time. It's not like they had a formative education. They're just fucking, they're like, what's easy? Like, fuck it, I guess I'll just, like, be a teacher. All you have to do is stay a month ahead of them in the lesson plan. Fucking lesson plans.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You're anti-teacher?
No, no. I fucking respect the hell out of teachers.
You're like that kid in that viral video that goes around every once a month that's like, you can't be teaching kids out of the packet. You gotta be teaching them real life experiences.
Yeah, or else they're not gonna understand.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
He had like an incredible cadence.
Oh my god,
he
that
had
was like a preacher's perfect impression. you were definitely that kid in high school.
But they're not gonna understand you. They're not listening.
Yeah.
With his long ass, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
He never cut his hair.
That video goes viral once a month.
And people
are, and everyone is like, this is what's the problem.
This is it. This is it. This
day.
Kid gets it. Yeah. Listen to this. Show this to a teacher. No, I'm just against school because I didn't do well in it. That's why.
No, I was so bad at school.
Just didn't vibe with me. I had to take a fucking...
I wish I was better at school, though. I wish I tried harder so I was, like, smarter than I am.
I had to take, like, public speaking in college, and I waited till my senior year because I was like, fuck this class.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take this. Not trying to learn this. And I was already doing... I was, like, traveling the world, like, battle rapping in rooms full of, like, 1,000 people.
Yeah, when
people.
Did you start battle rapping? Because I saw a video... You posted a video on TikTok. Was it on TikTok recently? You looked, like, really young.
Yeah. Like, fucking 20... 21, yeah. I started battle rapping.
Yeah.
Around your age.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit up on the mic pretty soon.
You should. It's the perfect time. The synapses in your brain are still firing. Yeah. You can learn a new craft.
I'm going to sign up for a stand-up open mic and then just battle rap the whole time.
It would crush.
I'm going to battle rap the host of the show.
You're a pussy. You just host your shows. All right, thanks, guys. That's my time. My light's on. But I was doing fucking... I had to take a fucking public speaking class... And all it was a guy wanted me to take the assignment seriously, and I wouldn't do it. I got a D in public speaking, but I was, like, getting paid to, like, go to venues to speak publicly in front of thousands of people. It's just, like, one thing doesn't equate to the other thing at all. It's just, like, how well do you take classes? How well do you, like, follow the rules? And, dude, I fucking hate the rules, bro.
I had a screenwriting class last year that I took, and we had to go – we had to, like, all write a – it would be, like – the way that the guy set up the class was like we would – like the first one we had to write like one-liners like or two-liners. It was like supposed to be like written similar to the Weekend Update on the SNL.
Jokes?
Yeah, jokes. So we would like have to go look at the cover of the New York Times for that morning and we'd have to write like – 5 jokes.
This
headlines.
Dude was definitely like submitting to a Peloton writer.
No, he was like an SNL writer apparently.
And so he was just trying to teach people how to do jokes?
It was a comedy screenwriting class.
At college.
And
no way.
We had to – there was like 30 kids in the class, and we had to go around and read our jokes out loud to the whole class. And basically like
– That's tough.
It's tough.
Because the people aren't even trying to be comedians. No. It's like going to the awkwardness of an open mic night with the first time everyone's trying their joke with a bunch of people who don't even want to be doing it.
Yeah. And I – the thing was, it was like 30 kids, and we would all have to go around and read ours, and then like that's like how he did attendance basically, and that would be the entire class for the most part. And the first couple people, like if they were funny, people would laugh, but then by like ten, no one's listening. So you're reading your joke to like, and no one laughs.
Like is he like paying attention?
Yeah.
Like
he would, laughing?
He
would pay attention and like give you notes. Like he was a really good teacher.
Yeah.
Like he was a smart guy, but like
how would he react to your jokes? Like what would he like his just arms folded and just like a little snicker through the
He'd
nose?
Be like, that was good. That was good. And then he would give you notes. And
try to make this next one funny though.
Yeah.
Like you said the words, but just like I am not laughing.
Yeah. And then we had then by the end of the semester we had a 10-minute script that we had to write, and we all had to go out and we all had to read our 10-minute script, and we had to like have other people play the characters, and I just didn't show up for the class
because you just didn't want.
My script was so bad, and I was like, I am not reading this for 10 minutes in front of like that. I'm not gonna bomb for. I'm not like, gonna.
I
walk
have 170,000 followers on TikTok. You think I'm gonna read a script for a fucking class?
No, I actually ended up getting a B in the class, but I was like, I can't do this. I was like, I don't have like the mental strength.
Did you claim anxiety to him?
No, I just didn't show up.
But how'd you get a B in the class then?
I don't know.
You were at an A and he dropped you to a B for it? Or he was just like, none of this mattered. I never cared anyway. I give everyone Bs.
It was probably that.
I just don't give a fuck.
It was probably more that. He's also a really nice guy, so I think it was more like, I think I probably emailed him some sob story and then somehow managed to get a B.
Those teachers, like, half their job must be just reading people's lies.
Yeah.
just people are lying to them.
Yeah.
But they also, that's,
the
I mean,
I've had so many times where I've written, like, a long-ass thing, like, oh, my mental health is doing really poorly, and, like, I've been really stressed out, I didn't get any time to do this assignment, and then, like, I just, and then he gave me an extension, I just didn't do it. And I was like, I feel like such a dick.
That wasn't it, it was, yeah. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that I did that in a religion class, and I was like, I can't do this. I was literally sitting at the dinner table with my, this was over quarantine, I was sitting at the dinner table with my sister and my dad, who are, like, really smart. And we were reading the prompt, and just no one understood it. And I was like, this isn't happening. I failed the,
really?
Failed the class. Yeah.
I think sometimes, though, you can just outlast your teacher. And just, like, they'll, like, you just keep on, like, pushing it back and, like, delaying
yeah.
it. And they'll just be like, all send right, I'll give you a C+. I'll give you a C+. Just yeah. shut the fuck up.
Send the corrupt file.
Yeah. The intentionally corrupt yeah. file.
I don't think that really works anymore, though, because people, like, I think people know that there's, like, a website to just corrupt a file.
It's also not that hard to, like, do an assignment.
No.
There's nothing that, like, actually takes that much time.
No. It's also not that hard to, like, it's also, like, no one actually, like, in what scenario have you ever actually corrupt a file? Never. Submitting an assignment, there's no scenario where you're like, oh, fuck, this file got corrupt.
Yeah, Microsoft Word shoots 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Microsoft Word never misses. Except for when you need it to.
They've never corrupted a file.
What? I lost the whole file. One of my friends dropped out of college his first semester because, like, he went outside while he was writing a paper to smoke a cigarette, came back inside, and, like, the computer had, like, gotten unplugged, and, like, he couldn't submit the paper, and he just, like, dropped out for the rest of the semester, and yeah. he's like, all right, second semester, I'm going to give it the old college try. He made it a week, and then, like, a chocolate milk exploded in his backpack, and all his books got covered in chocolate milk,
oh, Jesus.
And he just never went back again. He was yeah. like, or he just dropped out of college again and just sat there for the entire semester because he said, fuck it. He was like, his books got corrupted.
Yeah. That's a pretty good reason, though. Chocolate milk on the books. A
little chalky milk on the
Drop
books.
Drop out of college.
It wasn't for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't. No. But he didn't tell his parents the entire time. They just got the report card, and, like, it was F's and everything for the entire year.
Oh, wait, so he didn't even drop out? He just stopped going?
He stopped going to college, and then his parents got a, not even at the end
bad.
Of the first semester, at the end of the entire year.
That's bad.
Like, you're going
to. Why didn't he just, like, drop the classes?
Because he wanted to have the college experience.
So
he was
just
Temple
partied.
University. He fucking slept until 4 o'clock every day.
And then just went out.
Yeah, he would, like, watch Boy Meets World until four o'clock in the morning, sleep until 4 in the afternoon, go get, like, 40s and cheesesteaks,
yeah.
sit on the stoop until he was drunk enough to fight somebody. They'd, like, brawl out, watch fucking more Boy Meets World until they fell asleep and just, like, do it all over again. It was heaven. For some
yeah.
people, that's heaven.
Yeah.
People just want to go to college to, like, fight and, like, eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah. I mean, I hated school, so I wasn't very opposed to
dropping out. Plus, man, with the way that the world's set up today, the way that Gary Vee puts it, man,
yeah,
you don't really
dude.
Have to do shit, man.
You just have to picture your family got shot in the face for an hour a day. That's better than a fucking piece of paper.
Big time. 100%.
Yeah.
The one clip I saw is, he's just telling people on their wedding day that they could, like, be on their phones as much as they want. It's like, if they want to be on their phones, they don't have to live in the moment.
Oh, Jesus.
What a fucking legend.
Dude, he just, like, I feel like, I don't understand what those, like, I guess Gary Vee has, like, a business, right? Like, he is a billionaire.
He is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Like an actual billionaire, or he has like billions of dollars in like ventures?
Maybe that. I'm pretty sure he has like a real business.
Yeah, VaynerMedia.
Is that what it is?
He definitely yeah. has a real business. There's people that work for him.
But I don't understand like the motivational speakers that just like talk. Like, what are they doing aside from motivate? It can't be that hard to write a motivational speech.
And like once you get in the game, like I feel like the hardest part is getting in the game.
Yeah.
Once you start motivating people and you're just
yeah.
like, yeah, it's going to be $20,000.
What are they doing? Nothing.
I think that there a lot of Instagram influencers are just like motivational speakers.
Yeah.
When I was on vacation the other week, there were like other there. It was all influencers staying at the same spot. And we like looked up what they did, and it was like they're just motivational speakers.
Yeah.
Like they're like fitness instructors / motivational speakers.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid.
Who is paying motivational speakers?
I mean, anyone who's like jacked could be a motivational speaker and a
Or just, like, if you're successful, just, like, explain how you got successful and
yeah.
just, like, tell that story in conferences. Have the public speaking acumen to be able to stand in front of a bunch of people and
yeah.
just, like, know what you did. Know your own story, and that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's bullshit, but at the same time, power to the people. And, like, I'm trying to get in the speech game. Like, if you're just telling people speeches.
I mean, it's a scam.
Speeches?
Like, motivational speaking, in a way. People who, like, sell their courses and shit.
But
then there's, like, David Goggins, who's a fucking savage. He's like, the best motivational speaker.
David Goggins' camera person is a savage.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is keeping up with him? I'm pretty sure
it's his girlfriend, and I'm pretty sure she drives next to him while he runs.
Really?
Yeah.
But so I mean, then she is the true core strength savage. She has one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand hanging out the car with perfect core strength, not shaky at all, completely steady cam.
She must think that, like, she must film those videos. Like, how do you not film those videos and be like, oh, he's a fucking crazy person?
Because he's definitely, like, slapping the camera out of her hand when she messes up.
Yeah, true.
Perfection, babe.
I think she's also his manager.
His wife is?
Yeah. I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know.
Did he used to be fat? What's his story?
He was like 300 pounds. He wasn't that fat.
Really?
No.
Just like a jacked 300-pound guy where it's like, oh, you look like you're, like.
Yeah, he was, like, big. But he wasn't, like, obese.
For some motivational speakers, it's the biggest grift of all time to just, like, get fat, then slim down. Like, getting fat could be, like, the most healthy thing for your career.
Definitely.
Just, like, having the before pictures of you looking absolutely, like, sloppy and then being like, I got down to this.
Yeah.
I don't know why more people aren't doing that. We should sell that program to motivational speakers. Like, just, we have a 12-step program for guaranteed success in motivational speaking. Yeah. And just all it is, you get fat as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Mac from Always Sunny did that. He got fat as fuck, and then he got ripped. Now he's like a fitness like icon.
Yeah,
he's like on the top. He's like on the cover of like fitness magazines and shit.
And he doesn't even motivational speak.
No,
he just gives it away to Men's Fitness. Yeah, to Men's Health magazine.
Yeah, I think he said he was like, all you have to do is run. He's like, all you have to do is work out 3 times a week, and not eat anything that tastes good.
Yeah, I guess the not eating anything that tastes good is like
where it all comes
all
from.
It is. Yeah. Because if you're just working out 3 times a week,
no,
false.
Yeah,
yeah, you're gonna be you'll still be fat as fuck.
Yeah,
there's people that are fat as fuck that work out 3 times a week. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
why am I not getting skinny? It's got to be glandular.
Yeah, I mean, there's some programs that you can do 3 times a week, like Stronglift 5x5 is 3 times a week, but I think that's like only if you're like bulking.
What is it? Strongly 5x5.
Stronglift 5x5.
Break it down.
It's just like compound movements.
Okay. What's that mean?
It's just like benching. Like one day you'll do bench, squat, and rows, and then the next day you'll do overhead press, squat, and deadlift.
What are the splits?
You just alternate those 5x5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's intended to put on maximum mass.
Really? Well, you got to be eating if you're going to be trying to put on that much mass.
Yeah, so I think that's like the whole point is like you do it 3 times a week, and then you just eat a fuck ton, and you gain weight very easily.
I
don't trust those things because it's like if I do that, I'll get fat. Anytime I've ever bulked, it just goes straight to my stomach. It doesn't go to my muscles.
You're drinking tons of milk?
Yeah.
Robbie Fox in here used to do GOMAD.
Really?
Gallon of milk a day.
Oh, that's horrible. That is disgusting.
Imagine what it would do to your like intestinal tract to drink a gallon
that's
of milk
so
a day.
So bad for you.
It's just so disgusting.
Yeah. But that's like the human body is not meant to do that.
You're beer bonging like a fucking sixth of a cow's body fluids.
Why was he doing it to gain weight?
Yeah, to gain mass.
Why didn't he just like eat yogurt or something? Like something a little more tolerable than
that. Doesn't like yogurt. He's just slamming milk.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Imagine that fuel that you're putting into your body. That's like putting in diesel to like a fucking Mercedes, like just a Mercedes.
Except it's not even getting like you're just going to be spraying that out of your asshole.
Spraying it. Like I'd rather drink like heavy cream hopes that it would solidify into a full shit.
If I have like a glass of milk, it's the day's over for me.
Big
I'm just
time
shitting everywhere.
Big time
painting the walls.
Like, I don't know if, like, when I was a child, was I shitting my brains out when I had milk? Because I didn't start realizing it until later on, but I just wasn't in tune with my body.
It's probably easier when you're younger, but, I'm pretty sure it's, like, everyone is a little bit lactose intolerant, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. You can't just be sucking cow.
Yeah, no.
A tall glass of milk.
You can't be sucking the teat.
No way. Gotta be crushing some almond or some silk, a little soy milk or something.
Almond, I used to be anti-almond milk and oat milk, hence everything. But now I don't even like drinking regular milk. I like almond milk.
You do?
Yeah.
There's only 6 almonds in every pint of almond milk.
Yeah, I think it tastes better.
You're just like white water.
Yeah. I think it tastes better, and I don't get the shits from it.
Dude, the problem is, like, I don't think I could ever get super jacked because, like, Really, the swamp ass is just too you get your ass a little bit bigger, yeah, and it's trapping so much more heat. I need a skinny ass where my, like, asshole is like there's so little padding around my ass that my asshole is just bare to the wind. That wind can whip into my asshole up my short leg.
I'm constantly looking for solutions to my swamp ass. It is, like, the biggest problem that I face in my entire life.
Man ponds. You ever watch Robin Big, rest in peace, used to do a man pond. He would just shove a bunch of, like, tissue paper, towel, or toilet paper up his ass.
I would never do that, but I've tried everything. I've done.
Because imagine if it was just, like, peeking out the top of your...
That would be disgusting.
Someone, like, saw you in public, and it's just peeking out the top.
Like, I'll, like, sit down. Like, I'll go to the gym, and I'll just be, like, lifting weights. And then I'll be like, I'll stand up and my ass will be like wet. Like they'll be like my, like it'll be almost coming through to the shorts. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, I'm skinny as fuck. I can't imagine a dude who's just so jacked that his ass is so big that his butthole is like fully recessed 8 inches in his ass crack because he's that fucking thick and swole. Yeah. Like I can't imagine how hot and uncomfortable that is. Yeah. It just sounds
terrible.
They
need to come up with, like, I know, like they just need some sort of like actual like ass deodorant. It needs to go straight on the ass. Like not ball deodorant. Like the balls aren't the problem, it's the ass.
Like you swab it
so
in the crevice like
heat.
Your
Yeah.
Or they need to have like fans like they have in mascot suits.
Yeah.
You know how in like a mascot suit, like the Philly Fanatic has like a fan inside his suit that's cooling him off the entire time? They need to have like
that
a fan inside your like directly on your ass all day.
Like those pants. Like I know everyone's like people wear like the Lululemons and like the bird dogs that have like the liner built in. Mm. It's like, dude, I couldn't wear that. It would just be
you could
wring
it out.
It would be, you know, literally.
You
I would literally be wringing it out at the end of the day.
Just thick with sweat.
It's so bad. And it's like such a pain in the ass, literally.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do? Because you're trying to get these gains.
Yeah.
And imagine if you were on GoMed. Or imagine if you were doing your fucking, what is it? Drop the 5x5 again?
Strong lift 5x5.
Strong lift 5x5. Make sure, shout out to those guys. Credit to them.
It's like one of the most popular lifting programs, if not the most.
Bodybuilding.com, or did you find it on bodybuilding.com?
No,
or you don't want to pay the premium?
It's also just on the it's on the App Store.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How much?
Free. Yeah.
Invest in yourself. There's no excuses. There's no excuses not to invest in yourself. It's free. All right, people?
Yeah.
It's free out there, okay? Yeah. No excuse. What excuse do you have?
None.
He's getting jacked fucking for free.
Yeah.
Figure it the fuck out.
Motivation. We should turn this into a motivational podcast.
If we could get speaking arrangements.
We should try and get Gary Vee on the podcast. He probably would come on.
Definitely. He had Buddha Ben over his house.
Really?
He just had him over.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. We got to have him on. And
we should just go to Vee's.
We should be like, we would be like, Gary, so I've been, so I know you said 5 minutes a day for imagining everyone in your family got shot in the face, but now I've been upping it to 2 hours a day. I sit there.
And just lock in.
I sit there and just imagine my whole family was mauled by a bear.
I sit cross-legged
and
on the floor of my shower.
And I could have stopped them, but I didn't.
And it's like, it's changed everything.
It's changed. I'm so much happier.
Look at this striation I have. I literally have this vein popping out of my thrombosis muscle because of what you've given me, Mr. V. Please let me.
As soon as I upped it from 2 hours to 6 hours a day, the abs just started coming through.
They just start popping through.
Yeah.
I have abs on my
chest
now.
I have muscles on muscles.
It's incredible, Mr. V. Just thank you.
You changed my life.
Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
It's such a crazy thing to say. But also, he's crazy. Like, he does, like, his whole thing is, like, quantity over quality. He's like, content is subjective. Like, you need to be posting 100 times a day. And he literally posts, like, 1,000 times a day.
Yeah. We're not even seeing a percentage of what he's cranking out.
Oh no!
And he must be cranking out garbage.
Yeah,
you cannot be successfully cranking out that much content a day.
No, but unless you're a motivational speaker, because you just got to talk bullshit.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Wake up, salad, and then ice cold shower. Like Mark Wahlberg, like every day on Instagram, you'll see like Mark Wahlberg's. Oh, this is Mark Wahlberg's
daily routine.
Wake up at 2 a.m., go golf 18 holes.
Work out.
It's like if you have to schedule in, like, family time, It's like most likely you're not like the biggest like family guy.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. If you got to be like, all right, guys, 11 to 12, let's go. Family time. Now.
Meet me at the course. Yeah. Meet me at the 19th hole.
Yeah.
We'll have some family time.
If your dad, imagine your dad going to bed at 7 p.m. every day. Like you don't even see your dad at that point. That would be like when I would see my dad. When he got home from work at like 6 o'clock.
Son, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
But dad.
Yeah, you just got home. Well, I got to be up at 2 a.m.
Like, I'm playing Pinehurst.
There's no beneficial factors to that. Like, there's nothing. Nothing helps you by waking up at 2 a.m.
And what is he getting? What is he doing that other people aren't doing?
Nothing.
Wahlburgers?
Yeah.
What? Like fucking what?
Wahlburgers sucks. Too.
Four Brothers? I've never even been to a Wahlburgers.
He came to my school in fifth grade when Wahlburgers launched to like promote it.
Where all the kids like, yeah!
I had no idea who he was.
You were definitely standing on your fucking... You were standing on your desk fucking milli-rocking when he came in. You were hitting the whoa when he came in. Yeah!
I had no clue who he was, and he came to my school, and then I went to Wahlburgers with my family like the next day, and it just like wasn't that good. Like, it just really isn't that good.
I don't know who I am. That was actually the worst impression ever.
Yeah.
I was trying it out for the first time. But is it a smash burger? What's good about a Wahlburger?
It's just like Shake Shack, but if Shake Shack was worse.
I like Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's good.
But
small burgers, though.
Really?
Shake Shack's burgers are a little too small for me.
How many OZs are they?
I don't know.
That's why you need to get the double, brother. I can't even eat a Shake Shack burger during the middle of the day. That's a one-way ticket to being sluggish.
Yeah.
You think Gary Vee is eating fucking burgers? You think Wahlburgers even had a Wahlburger?
Wahlburger has never had a Wahlburger. That's a fact.
No way.
Never.
He wouldn't be able to get up that early. No. He would have to take naps.
Yeah.
And I didn't see one on his schedule.
No.
I didn't see a single nap on his schedule.
If Wahlburger ate a Wahlburger, if Mark Wahlberg ate a Wahlburger, he would probably have to like run a marathon after just to maintain his physique.
Yeah, and I don't see that on the schedule either.
No.
Dude, we need to motivational speak. We need to go around like they used to like stump, like politicians used to stump speech, and like they would go from town to town and just throw out a soapbox and like stand in front of the entire town. We got to start doing that and just firing people up, going on stage like fucking Steve Ballmer, fucking like clapping like it's a Bitcoin convention and like getting people like fired up like,
That Bitcoin, could you watch like the Bitcoin convention shit from this week?
I just saw the guy like chanting like fuck Elon.
Yeah, it's so funny.
But those people are paying a premium. They're lining up around the block.
The one that Big Cat tweeted out, the clip.
Was there a long line?
No, it was just like the guy going out and he was like, fuck Elon.
Yes.
And everyone's going nuts.
Going nuts.
Yeah.
And he's like wearing like a white suit and like the sunglasses that Kanye wore in like 2012 or whatever. They're just like,
it's just
fired
all
up.
Like, it's, and like the Winklevosses were there. It's like, what do people care about? Like, I don't understand why the Winklevosses became like such a big, like they, all they did, like they got scammed out of Facebook.
And they were in the movie The Social Network.
Yeah. Except they weren't. Except Armie Hammer was, both of them.
Who was the. Who was it? David Fincher,
the main character.
No, that directed it.
Oh, I have no idea.
But whoever put them in the movie as such, like, did people know about them as characters before that movie came out, or they just like saw the movie? It was an awesome movie. Timberlake was in it, and then they're like, now we know who these people are.
Definitely was that
because it was Timberlake. They owe all their success to Timberlake. People fucking give Timberlake a bad rap. He put the fucking Winklevi on.
Timberlake was great in that movie.
He's incredible. He's a great actor.
Even though he's like the worst, like he like you're supposed to hate him, but he was good in that movie.
No, you're just supposed to hate him.
He
now.
He is terrible. I watched Friends with Benefits pretty recently. That movie's bad.
Is that him and Beale?
Yeah, no, that's him and
Alba.
No, that's him and fucking the girl from That 70s Show.
Kunis?
Mila Kunis, yeah.
Kunis.
Yeah, Kunis.
That's tough. I thought that he was.
And they are fucking hard. They are pipe. He is just laying pipe in that movie. The whole movie.
Savage.
He lays it down the whole movie.
You get to see any of his crack? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see full cock in that movie. Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake's
full
whole
frontal.
Cock. He just wanted to be like a super method actor.
Yeah.
Didn't,
he goes full frontal.
The dude who played Harry Potter wanted to. Daniel Radcliffe, right after Harry Potter, he's like, I want to be taken seriously as an actor. And like, he was in a play called Equus where he just like runs like around on
frontal.
Stage with like his cock out for 12 minutes.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing.
I think he like fucks a horse or something like that. And he's just like, has like a dream sequence where he's just like flopping his dick around from his thighs back and forth. Yeah. Like, on the stage, fucking just like running around.
Yeah, that was a big thing. I think he did do full frontal.
Yeah.
Jason Segel did a full nude in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. and his dick is out in that movie. Like out. It's in like two. It's like out for like 30 seconds, maybe a minute.
And is that what do you think? Why?
I don't know. It why? Didn't have
for
to
it to be like hilarious.
There's literally a close up of his dick.
Is it? I guess it. There.
Like it was funny, kind of. It was more like a shocking funny.
Yeah, you laugh at things that shock you, or you react to things that shock you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people were like, oh my God, Jason Segel's fully naked in this movie, and everyone's like, oh, I gotta watch this movie now.
And I remember
I see Jason Segel's dick.
Girls are just flocking.
Yeah.
Like when dudes used everyone's to go and flocking. See, like, Halle Berry just fucking... Girls are just lining up to see Segel's dick.
Yeah.
But, like, when I saw it in theaters, I was visibly, like... Like, I probably reacted out loud.
That's the number one. That's definitely the first thing that people think about when they talk about that movie.
Come on!
Jason, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, no!
I wanted to see Mila Kunis, not your fucking dick.
This is not what I expected.
Yeah.
Didn't expect to see dick like this.
And he's just showing it, man.
Dude, I think I have to bounce.
Really?
Yes, sad. I need to go talk... I need to go talk about Real Housewives of New York next door in the other podcast room.
All right, brother. Good luck.
You're not going to believe what Leah did this week. Yeah. She said she wasn't going to vote. She said she didn't want to vote, but then someone else called her out for it, and she was like, don't get in my business. Bitch, you just told the whole group that you didn't want to vote. You let them in on your business.
Yeah, I've never seen the show, nor do I know anything about it.
Oh, my bad. Spoiler.
Yeah, well, now I'm not going to watch it because you just
no, dude, you have to. Because
you just ruined it for
no,
me.
No, you're going to like it.
I'm going to hate it.
I swear to God, you're going to like it.
All right, well, thanks for popping in, Roan. Appreciate you coming by.
Of course, man. Of course. Well, we'll see everyone next time.
We'll see everyone next week. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why you had to listen to this. All right.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.